Next up is Shelby Wright. Thanks for joining us. Good morning. Oh. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Afternoon.
Hi. So thank you, Senator Brenner, Representative Tucker, esteemed members of the Environment and Natural Resources Committee. My name is Shelby Wright, and I am the Manager of Engagement for the Eastern Region of Casella. Casella is opposed to 1639. We believe that the bill will take the state backwards in its commitment to recycling more waste and will send ripples through the recycling and solid waste management industry while creating unintended consequences for our environment. It's going to cause an abrupt halt to construction and demolition debris recycling, or CDD recycling, as the bill does remove any mandate for recycling the materials while essentially shutting down the state's largest CDD recycling facility, and cause a rise in disposal costs for municipalities and a reduction in the ability to dispose of wastewater sludge. Contrary to most of the testimony that you heard this morning, all these impacts will be felt without any reduction in landfill volume or any effect on the leachate discharge at the state-owned landfill in Old Town. 1639 redefines waste generated in the state, which the anti-landfill folks frame as a loophole, when in fact the existing statute was created as a lifeline to allow Maine's recycling and solid waste industry to better serve the Maine residents and businesses by maintaining a robust and affordable option for recycling and solid waste processing in the state when capacity of state waste wasn't enough to generate the facility's profitability standards. And residuals from the CDD recycling process include fines and bulky material that can't be further recycled. And these are used in Maine landfills for daily cover, grading and shaping, bulking of wastewater sludge, and other wet waste that by themselves aren't ideal for landfilling because of structural issues. That means that they're being used for something other than waste disposal. And as Senator Carney actually stated this morning in her response to one of Representative Tucker's questions, if we can beneficially reuse these process residuals, then we're in effect maintaining our adherence to the solid waste hierarchy, where waste can be reused without harming or presenting a threat to public health, safety, or the environment. These and other beneficial materials, such as alternative daily cover, are necessary to a well-functioning solid waste and recycling infrastructure, as well as a well-engineered and environmentally friendly landfill facility. Without the use of beneficial use materials for ADC, the alternative would be to mine virgin soil or sand that would have to be excavated and trucked into the site for daily use. And preserving virgin resources, obviously, is paramount to protecting the reduction of waste as well as Maine's natural environment. And again, all of these additional environmental impacts would be felt without any reduction in landfill volume or effect on leachate discharge. We think, Casella and I, think it is time to have a serious discussion about how we can recycle more construction and demolition debris. The state of construction and demolition debris recycling in Maine is actually grim. So in its efforts to eliminate some out-of-state waste, LD 1639 removes CDD recycling mandates, ensures that no in-state CDD gets recycled, and closes a necessary recycling facility that could put over 75 people out of a job. So please vote ought not to pass on 1639.
Thank you for your testimony. Are there any questions? All right, not seeing any. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Tim Wade is next. Welcome, Mr. Wade.